We want to remind everyone to join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium or our upcoming show in Newark, New Jersey, near my ancestral home, December 4th. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, country singer Taylor Swift is popular in Canada, really, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know? We know because one of her tracks went instantly to the top of the iTunes sales chart in Canada. What is the song?
It was like 8 seconds.
Of?
Static.
Yes. 8 seconds of White Noise.
Wow.
Number one in Canada.
Like,
Yeah. Due either to a technical error or Taylor Swift's subversive John Cage-like genius, a song called Track Number 3 was uploaded as part of her new album, and even though it is only 8 seconds of static, it rocketed to number one on the Canadian iTunes chart. Now, some devoted fans believe it is not just static. It is a heartfelt, angry song about Taylor's breakup with an old Radio Shack FM receiver.
But
it never worked.
If you play that backwards.
Yeah.
But, all right, so here's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's got the number one song in Canada on iTunes. It's 8 seconds of static. How does the number two guy feel?
Right, really.
Roy, this weekend, dozens were injured as police in SWAT gear used tear gas and tasers to stop rioters at what event?
Rioters at what event? Could you give me a hint?
Yeah, well, the rioters were armed with those little serrated knives you get in the carving kits.
In the carving kits? What kind of carving kits?
Well, what do you carve?
It's that time of year.
What sort of things do you carve?
This is the time of year you guys love.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, it's something you carve this time of year as you get
pumpkins.
It was a pumpkin festival. That's right.
Yeah.
There was a riot at Keene, New Hampshire's annual Pumpkin Fest. The chaos is being blamed on drunken Keene State College students. They ripped up street signs, overturned cars and dumpsters, then headed over to the orchard for some apple looting. Police in SWAT gear rolled in, used the tear gas, tasers, and in a quaint touch, pumpkin spiced pepper spray.
The pumpkin riots is so funny, though.
I know.
About the pumpkin riots. Yeah. Oh, son, I was there to the great pumpkin riots.
It was so crazy. There were pumpkin guts everywhere.
That's when America changed, as the pumpkin riots.
As you might expect, the Keene, New Hampshire Police Department doesn't get to use their riot gear very much. Fortunately, it was all out and ready because for Halloween, they were dressing up as the Ferguson Police Department.